Thanks for joining me today in Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Iran uses proxy forces to target enemies, leaving Iraq to deal with the consequences. Then in a world overwhelmed by despair, a small booklet is quietly pointing people toward a hope that doesn't fade. That story coming your way in just a few moments. But first, Iraq's feeling heat from the West as Iran gives field commanders free rein. Iran recently allowed militia groups to carry out operations, including those targeting the U.S., without first getting permission from Tehran. The U.S. is pressuring Iraq to keep Iran's proxies in check. Samuel of Redemptive Stories says,
at least Iraqi central government is a little bit stronger in order to fight some of these things. But I hear on the ground, it's getting closer and closer to another internal armed conflict within Iraq.
Late last month, Arab neighbors sent Iraq's government a similar warning: get control over Iran's proxies.
There are BMF factions within Iraq sending small arms forces into the Gulf states and even into Jordan on behalf of Iran.
Analysts say Iran builds a shield around itself by attacking the U.S. and its allies through proxies. At the same time, it leaves countries like Iraq footing the cost. Pray for Iraqi Christians as they serve the Lord amid escalating tensions.
It's this time when followers of Jesus move towards the suffering rather than away from it. And as the conflict deepens, we're seeing believers open their homes, their churches, their networks to displaced families, regardless of religion or ethnicity. It is the church that will continue to stand in this gap to care for their neighbor.
Then nearly 400,000 children in Lebanon have been displaced since Hezbollah resumed firing on Israel March 2nd. Many are traumatized by the sights and sounds of war. Yet they often take their cues from their parents, says Pierre Hosni with Horizons International. Many in his generation grew up in Lebanon's civil war.
Their hands will shake and their breathing will change. And you'll see them visibly, you know, experience fear whenever there are these sounds of war going on around them. And kids are uniquely gifted in picking up on those things.
Hosni, who didn't grow up in Lebanon during the Civil War, doesn't carry those same marks. Today, he and his children hear the airstrikes, drones, and sonic booms near their home in Lebanon.
They're aware of what's going on. They understand the seriousness of it, but at the same time, they are not showing signs of being traumatized or too fearful about it.
It's a gift from God that Hosni knows could be easily different.
We are simply just trying to do our best to help other people in this situation through the trauma, through the physical needs, and the spiritual needs.
Please pray for the children of Lebanon. And for anybody who's struggling, World Missionary Press has recently released a new scripture-filled booklet, The Power of Hope. This booklet, created in-house, was originally intended for those facing persecution and other severely difficult situations. Now, Helen Williams says, the booklet's grown into a message of hope for anybody in need.
I really believe that this is one that we're going to be able to provide for a lot of people. In here, he says, hopelessness is a universal problem.
The booklet covers a variety of topics and doesn't need to be read cover to cover. Readers can easily consult the table of contents and choose a section based on their current need. Ultimately, the booklet points not to an earthly hope, but to an eternal one.
God is the God of hope, and he wants us to abound in hope.
The booklet is currently available in English, and World Missionary Press is working to finish a Spanish translation within the next few months. They've also sent copies to each of their national coordinators and are waiting on requests for other translations.
We did an initial printing, and that's gone very quickly. So we are doing a major printing again, and then when that's available, then we'll have a lot of inventory.
Physical prints of the booklet can be requested, or it can be read online. You'll find access to those links at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.